Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama flies to Cuba. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to travel to Cuba in almost 90 years. Upon arrival, the president and his family were greeted by a small Cuban delegation headed by Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez. Turkish authorities are blaming the Islamic State group for Saturday's suicide bomb attack in Istanbul. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Interior Minister Efkan Ala says authorities used DNA samples to identify the suicide bomber who carried out the attack. The identity of the terrorist who carried out this wretched suicide attack has been determined. This person, this terrorist, is Mehmet Öztürk, born in 1992 and registered from Gaziantep province. Current findings show the terrorist has links to the Daesh terror group. An Istanbul prosecutor said five people have been detained in connection with the attack and other suspects are being sought. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Riot police in the Republic of Congo fired tear gas at opposition supporters after polls for the country's presidential election closed Sunday. Dozens of heavily armed police chased away people gathered outside polling stations in the capital, Brazzaville, as the vote count began. Longtime leader Denis Sassou-Nguesso is expected to extend his three-decade rule. Voters in Niger voted for a president Sunday. Incumbent Mamadou Issoufou is in line to win the runoff after his opponent was flown out of the country from jail for medical reasons. The opposition has called for a boycott of the election. A VOA reporter in Niger said the vote went quietly and reported a generally low turnout across the country. This is VOA News. The lawyer defending Europe's most wanted terrorist suspect, Salah Abdeslam, says he will sue French prosecutors for releasing confidential information regarding the investigation. Sven Mery told a Belgian state broadcaster that part of a press conference given by the lead prosecutor violated judiciary confidentiality. He said Saturday his client is cooperating but will fight extradition to France. Pope Francis began the Roman Catholic Holy Week leading up to Easter by celebrating Palm Sunday Mass with people gathered in St. Peter's Square. The Pope lamented what he called the indifference of people who, he said, do not want to take the responsibility for deciding the destiny of refugees coming to Europe. Investigators have recovered the flight recorders from the Fly Dubai airliner that crashed Saturday in southern Russia, killing all 62 people on board. Russian aviation officials say the plane's two flight data recorders were badly damaged and warned it could take months to recover information leading to the cause of the crash. Airline CEO Gaith Al-Gaith reports warns against speculation as to the cause of the accident.
We are aware that in the course of the last 24 hours, there has been a great deal of speculation as to the cause of this tragedy. We share the desire to get answer as quickly as possible, but at this stage, we must not be drawn into speculations.
There were strong gusty winds at the time of the accident that may have played a role. Hundreds of mostly Syrian migrants made landfall in Greece on Sunday, arriving in flimsy boats. Witnesses say nearly 900 refugees, including Syrians, Iraqis, and Afghans, arrived on four Aegean islands overnight. The arrivals come despite an international agreement to send migrants back to Turkey. U.S. Republican presidential candidates are headed for two more contentious state nominating contests on Tuesday. Frontrunner Donald Trump and his nearest challenger, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, are expected to split the contests. A large number of votes have already been cast in Arizona, likely giving Trump an edge there. Meanwhile, surveys show Cruz is likely to win party caucuses in Utah. Cuban security officials have arrested scores of opposition demonstrators in Havana. Those protesters hoped the arrival of President Barack Obama would soften police crackdowns on their weekly demonstrations. More than 50 people were arrested. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.